USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The U.S. Treasury Secretary is warning about the global impact if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling. Speaking with CNN during her trip to Africa, Janet Yellen said the U.S. failing to make payments could result in a global financial crisis. This comes as former President Trump is warning Republicans to lay off cutting entitlement programs as part of negotiations to raise the debt ceiling. This winter's wild weather will continue this weekend.
Weather will be affecting roughly 7 million people today in the eastern USA as we head into the weekend. A double low-pressure system will be running up the seaboard. Zach Taylor, meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
The major cities from New York to Boston should be mostly a rain. Do you want to see a lot of those heavy snowfall totals? You have to go further inland.
Yet another storm system is heading to the eastern USA.
That could bring another round of heavy snowfall for portions of the Northeast and New England late Sunday into Monday next week.
I'm Lance Pry.
Alec Baldwin is facing charges over the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchinson on the set of his movie Rust. While 64-year-old Baldwin is known for his acting, his career has also been marred by his temper in public, including a scathing voicemail to his then 11-year-old daughter, Ireland, that leaked online.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig, okay?
In New York City, he's openly clashed with the paparazzi throughout the years. In addition, in 2018, he was arrested for allegedly punching a man over a parking spot and agreed to anger management counseling. Workers in France are striking over a plan to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. Teachers, railway, health, and oil workers went on strike, forcing many services to shut down. French President Emmanuel Macron wants the retirement age in the country to be lifted to 64 in 2030. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Google is laying off 12,000 employees. Alphabet CEO Sundar Pichai made the announcement in a memo to Google staff. The memo said employees laid off in the U.S. will be offered a severance package, job placement services, 6 months of health care, and immigration support if needed. The U.S. is sending Stryker combat vehicles to Ukraine for the first time. The Pentagon on Thursday announced a $2.5 billion security package to help Ukraine fight Russian forces. For the first time since the invasion, the military aid includes 90 Stryker armored vehicles and dozens of Bradley infantry vehicles. Kathy Hochul talked to Damar Hamlin about telling his story to inspire others.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul wants to bring one Buffalo Bills player to New York City. The governor was at an event in East Harlem when she revealed she spoke to Damar Hamlin, saying he wants to use the gift of a story to inspire others.
And I said, I have a place I'm bringing you, Damar. Finish the season, get through the Super Bowl, win. Ultimately, I'm going to bring him back here.
Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest on the field during a primetime game between the Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals, prompting support across the country. In a tweet, Hamlin says he's excited to see how their future collaborations will help so many. I'm Julio Flores.
The late David Crosby's fellow rock legends are paying tribute to the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. The singer-songwriter was part of two legendary bands, The Byrds and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. On Thursday, it was reported that Crosby had died at the age of 81. Dave Collins, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.